In December 2012, then-county manager Harry Jones announced to shocked commissioners at a public meeting that the state had pulled Mechlink's contract. It was about a month away from managing more than $200 million state and federal Medicaid dollars for mental health. Accusations flew against state officials, including from Commissioner George Dunlap.
I can't help but believe that there's something that smells funny about this whole thing.
The state planned for Cardinal Innovations to take over instead. Based in Concord, it was the original and largest of these new organizations designed to manage mental health care in North Carolina. But the county had, at that point, hired 131 workers and spent $3 million to convert Mechlink for the job. Jones urged commissioners to fight.
We've invested, I believe, far, far too much to walk away at this particular point. I think that we need to continue on course.
Commissioners threatened to sue. The state relented, and the county received an extension. It turned out Mechlink had received multiple negative reports from a consultant vetting the new organizations. The financial and IT systems weren't ready, and many positions remained vacant. The county fixed those problems, passed its next report, and began operating in March 2013. But the whole saga, along with problems at the Department of Social Services and a botched property revaluation, helped end a two-decade county career.
Mr. Jones, you are terminated at this moment, effective immediately.
County Chairwoman Pat Cotham publicly fired Jones as county manager in May and cut off his last words.
Madam Chair, may I make a comment to the
board? No, there's plenty of media here, so you are no longer an employee, so you cannot make a comment at this time.
Board members ultimately voted Cotham out of her position as chair in December, although she remains a commissioner. Shortly after Jones' firing, state lawmakers moved a bill to strip the county of its control of Mechlink. And by this time, commissioners displayed a gallows humor.
Is there any other entity or MCO that would be affected by this other than Mechlink?
No.
That was going to be my question.
Good question, Jemai.
The bill left commissioners with a choice: create an authority to run Mechlink or hand control to Cardinal. By this time, the county had poured $8 million into the agency and staffed it with more than 200 employees. But state health officials want to consolidate the number of mental health organizations down from 11 to just 4. It didn't make sense to spend more money on an agency obviously on the chopping block. In November, commissioners voted to work out an agreement with Cardinal. Commissioner Dumont Clark lays out the oversight the county will have.
We are not responsible for decisions that Cardinal Innovations makes about what services they will fund, what providers they fund, and how much they fund them for. That is ultimately a decision that will be made by Cardinal. We cannot control those.
Two commissioners will be appointed to Cardinal's board, along with another two professionals from Mecklenburg. For those giving and receiving mental and behavioral health services, it's the latest in a series of changes to how mental health is administered that extends back years.
We've been on such a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster, information changing from month to month, week to week. You know, and it's just been really nerve-wracking.
Stephanie Gaddy works with adults and children with special needs, and she's a parent of a 14-year-old born with a variety of developmental disabilities, which have left him in a wheelchair. Today, she works with a 33-year-old named Michael. They're folding newsletters.
Turn it the other way.
On the front page, the switch from Mechlink to Cardinal.
Now fold. Good job, man. Good job, Michael.
Back when the state canceled Mechlink's contract in favor of Cardinal, Gaddy opposed it. She worries about services being cut to save money. In fact, that's been a criticism of every one of the new mental health organizations, including Mechlink. Cardinal CEO Pam Shipman says there should be little change for those receiving services because, unlike in other counties, Cardinal isn't starting from scratch here.
Our goal is for this to be pretty seamless for consumers because Mecklenburg has operated for a year. So it's not like it's just starting up. Basically, we want to pick up where they're leaving off.
Cardinal has hired about 100 employees from Mechlink, hired a former Mecklenburg County mental health supervisor to manage them, and says some services may be easier to access. Gaddy says that information has made her feel better.
At this point right now, I feel better. Don't have a whole lot of choice. We, you know, they're it. So if I go in running scared, then I'm just going to be miserable.
For its part, the county gets back about $4 million. And it's out of what's been a troublesome mental health business. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.